This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks, Mike, for the news. This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9. And thank you to David and Sue for driving you home.
And bless driving them. You mad.
Drive us mad all the time.
They do.
Coming in. Hello. We have a big show coming up tonight. We've got lots of things going on. From those of you who have kept up with what's going on our different social media things, which you can look at by going to joy.org.au/SM Fridays, we have a bit of a movie show tonight.
We do. It is all about the movies tonight, and we want to know your favourite movie soundtracks. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to be playing tracks from movie soundtracks.
Indeed.
And some of the most amazing songs have come from movie soundtracks, and this will be a bit of a blast from the past as well. So you'll be able to relive movies and music at the same time. Plus, we've also got a prize to give away.
We do. We have some DVDs to give away today.
We do. Thanks to yourself and myself from S&M Fridays.
Wow.
We have a Jim Henson's classic DVD set, and it contains the 1986 movie Labyrinth, starring David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly, mm-hmm. and also The Dark Crystal on DVD.
Total classics. Those are the classics that you would have seen as children and still remember to this day because they shocked the bejesus out of you.
They did. I still shudder at the word Skeksis. After being submitted to that movie at such a young age.
Oh, goodness me.
But it's really funny. Like, we've got the DVDs here in the studio.
We do.
And I'll read the bottom line on the DVD.
Oh, the classification?
Yes, yes. Something that my mother failed to read before she showed it to me. Some fantasy scenes may frighten young children.
Oopsies. That's why we have classifications for. There's a reason why we have them. And
this
sometimes,
is true.
You know, the information is there, but it's up to the responsible adult to ensure that it gets passed on to the right people.
That's right, that's right. And going on to responsible adults, we've got quite a few stories about my mum. Thankfully, yes. She lives in Gippsland. She ain't listening. Speaking of responsible parenting, do you know how I got given the chat about the birds and the bees?
How?
I got sat down in front of the television.
Yes.
In front of, yes. Here we go, movies.
Well, yeah.
The Where Did I Come From video.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you learn
so that's
much?
Probably why I've turned out like this.
Did you learn much from it? That's the question.
Not really.
Oh.
No. Stuff that I already knew.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I probably showed it to me about 5 years late.
Oh, right.
So responsible parents. Very responsible.
In time. It happened eventually.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. I don't mind being raised by a television.
Well, lots of people are these days. So look, that's fine. That's fine. They learn a lot from TV.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. Now, we would love you to be a part of our show. We are going through tracks from movie soundtracks. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that movie soundtracks have played a massive part in my life. Mm-hmm. And whether it's going through a breakup or going through, you know, good parts of your life, bad parts of your life, you're always seeing movies.
Yes.
And movie soundtracks are the way that I actually get back to those feelings,
yes.
Good or bad.
Yes.
Yeah, so we just did hear Footloose.
We did.
Which was sort of at the cusp of when I started listening to music.
See, so Footloose was movies that I never actually, like, I never saw as when it was out, obviously. Well, like, because I was young, so it wouldn't have
1984,
really...
1984, what year were you born?
The year before, so right. It really would have mattered. But later on...
You're a rocket in the womb.
Oh, yeah. No, I was out. It was okay.
The Kenny Loggins.
I was rolling on my sheepskin, blanket. But then later in life, I remember that movie and all those others around that same time.
Well, they've just redone it recently.
They have, yes. It's never the same, though, as the original. I think it's most
I've
things.
Been banned from choosing movies in our relationship.
Oh, really? Why?
Because
why
I had a bit of a bad run.
Oh, no. What did you choose last?
We're going to see Ted this weekend.
I want to see yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I think we're on a bit of a winner.
You might be able to catch up with that one. Well, he's hoping. He's hoping that Big Bear's at the, you know, his sort of thing. Because that's what that is. That's why I'm fine.
What are you looking at
that
while you're telling me that?
I'm looking at the window. No. I do not have any pictures open at all in front of
no,
me.
None at all. None at all. Nothing in relation to bears.
Oh, no.
Our next track is actually from a movie that I saw five times at the movies.
At the
five
movies?
Five times I saw five? This.
Oh, gee, you were committed, weren't you?
And two of those times was one day after the other.
Oh, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's painful. So we are going to go back to a time, the year
long ago.
No, look, it actually wasn't that long ago. It was only the year 2000.
Oh, yes, not so long ago.
And the movie Coyote Ugly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Now, Leanne Rimes had a bit of a part to play a big part to play in a lot of that soundtrack.
She did.
And really sort of boosted her profile. So previous to that, she'd had her tracks Blue and a few other.
Yes.
A few others as well, but it really sort of boosted her into the spotlight, got her into the movies, never saw her in the movies again. So it did wonders for her movie career.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up this morning after a really bizarre dream. Now, I do have some really out there dreams, but this would have to be by far one of the weirdest I've had in a very long time.
What's happened?
Now, it does involve celebrities.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
Normally, my dreams don't. Oh. And unfortunately, the wrong celebrities.
Yeah.
So, maybe I had watched The Voice.
Right, okay.
Over the course of its life. Of its life.
Yep.
But Keith Urban, I'm not going to say I didn't like him, but I wasn't really a fan of him and his music and all of that sort of stuff. Why he'd pop up in my dream, I have no idea.
Well, there'd be some people who would explain to you why Keith Urban may pop up in your dream. Because Keith Urban, there are a lot of people who like Keith Urban.
I actually don't find Keith Urban attractive.
No.
He's got very pretty hair, but that's about it.
He does. He could swish it around a bit if he wanted to.
In the wind. Anyway, back to my dream.
Yes.
I woke up this morning and I'm thinking, wow, that was a weird dream. And I had dreamt that I was in a car as a passenger.
Okay.
Firstly, that's just beyond me, the fact that I'm a passenger, so it must have been a dream. Mm-hmm. I'm a passenger in Keith Urban's car. We're on our way to pick up Nicole Kidman.
Right.
And to go and have dinner at my mother's.
Oh.
And we all get to my mother's and have dinner.
Oh, that's that. What were you having for dinner?
I don't remember that.
Was it like a roast for dinner?
I can't remember. But if there was something, maybe I'd be able to go to those dream decoders and find out what it was.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman don't come up in the dream dictionary. No.
Not well, unless they revise it. They might have a revised version in the coming months.
Yes.
But until then, I think, how far into this whole sequence did you get? Like, at what point did you stop?
Look, it was very quick. But I remember stopping in the car and getting out on a hill with trees.
Right, yep.
And then back in the car and then on the way to the mum's.
Oh. So it was just the journey part of the...
The journey, yeah.
So it wasn't the actual dinner or... Was there any chit-chat in the car?
Not that I remember.
So it was a very quiet... Just what were you thinking while you're in the car with Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman?
It was a dream.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it was something
If I was actually in the car with Keith Urban, you know what my memory's like anyway. I'd probably remember more in my dream than I actually would in real life.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I've got a bit of a goldfish memory.
True. What colour was his car? Do you remember
silver.
What
color? And silver. It was a ute.
Oh.
There we go. We're on to
something. So maybe there could be a...
Maybe I need some sort of regression.
You may... Oh, no. You'd, if I find someone... Or you can get a dream book. That's okay.
Oh, yes. True.
But, you know,
true.
Maybe someone knows... Oh, no. If you know, just let us know. Because it's cheaper that way than having to go and look it up ourselves.
That's true.
Joy 94.9.
You can now get a hold of us via social media.
Correct.
And you can jump onto Joy's webpage. And joy.org.au/SM Fridays and done.
Yeah, just, easy. You know, do the usual like.
Go and like us. We like to be liked.
Follow, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that way you can catch up with us during the week.
Yes. We do put some stuff on through the week.
We do.
Now, this week's shenanigans. My mum nearly had to change your knickers after what was put on there this week.
She did.
We did threaten to sign her up for the greyhound adoption program and send 8 greyhounds around to her house this weekend.
And I think she thought about it for about 30 seconds and decided that maybe it wasn't the thing that she really wanted to do. Because it was my mum's birthday this week.
Yes.
So I wasn't quite sure. Just like we had the Mother's Day issue where, you know, we had ideas about getting a puppy for Mother's Day. I wasn't quite sure about what's.
Did you get her the puppy for Mother's Day?
No, I didn't. Oh, I didn't.
It's a shame.
I know. I know. But so I was having some issues, and your mum thought that perhaps that was directed at her. And I think greyhound adoption is a very worthy cause because there are lots of greyhounds out there that need our help. You know, they need someone to look after them. So I think it'd be good if people adopted greyhounds.
What am I going to bet on if they are all out of houses?
Well, no, you train them at a house, like, or you might buy them and give them to someone else to look after. That's okay as well. And then you can win money. You can get your cash back.
Oh, Doombin's going to shut down, and
they'll find something else to use. They'll race the rabbits instead of the actual, you know, the greyhounds
instead of the street drags. It's like greyhound drags.
Oh, that'd be fun. Chariot races. They do chariot races. Wheelbarrow pushing. That'd be good. Good fun as well. Yeah. Push your wife in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Have a good fun.
Plenty of activities.
Yeah. Joy 94.9 says S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And we have an interesting movie that came out in the last 12 months that is a memorable one. Mm. One that, you know, you see the first time you see it, you will remember it forever for various reasons.
Now, the opening scene to the movie, do you remember the opening scene?
Oh, Give me the first, like, 10 seconds.
A very graphic sex scene.
Yes.
Not a movie you want to be sitting next to your parents.
No. Yeah. Funnily enough, though, one of the last times I watched it, my parents were in the room.
Oh, and isn't that an awkward moment when you're sitting there watching a movie and some sex scene comes on and your parents are there with you at home?
You just don't know where to look. Mm. Like, do you just... have all your attention focused on the TV?
Yes.
Or do you try and maybe look around because it's a bit funny or, you know, dramatic? And
it's awkward. It's very awkward. It's like walking in on your parents.
Oh, no. No, that's... No,
it's
no,
happened
no,
to
no,
me.
No.
You wonder why I am the way I am now.
Sure, you're lucky.
After some
you?
Of these stories about my childhood tonight, you're going to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together
and
go...
Sense.
Yeah, look.
Finally.
We
finally.
Understand.
Oh, finally I know why. Joy 94.9. That was Hold On by Wilson Phillips on S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael. And Wilson Phillips has... apparently has been around doing tours of late. I had a very mental flash there.
Are they all still alive? They are, yes.
Didn't
one of them become some extreme yo-yo dieter or something?
Oh, it's quite...
The larger lass. What was her name?
I don't know her name.
She was either Wilson or Philip. One of the two.
There's a few. There's more than one of them, though.
There was three, the one with the short hair.
Nobody
really cared about her.
I actually saw that one that you're talking about on an episode of Wife Swap.
I love this. I love your explanation of what she was like.
Can I just say that this woman, you're on... Okay, now look, if you're a normal, everyday person, right, you're on TV and you'd let things slip. Because, you know, you haven't been on TV before, you don't know what it's like, you know, you do things, you don't realise you're doing it. Right? Mm. That's fine, I understand that. This was a celebrity version of Wife Swap. And she was on Wife Swap, and she reminded me of a man in a woman's body.
Wow.
She was burping. She was walking around wearing all sorts of random clothing.
Would that be as a result of gastric bypasses and things like that?
I think she does it on purpose.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, if that's what she was like, that'd be okay. I'd understand that. But she should know as a celebrity that there are some things that you should just not do on TV because they hang around for a very long time.
Joy.
It's 8 o'clock and currently 9 degrees in Melbourne. Good evening. I'm Michael with your S&M Fridays News of the Week. The global financial crisis has reached residents in a Cambodian village, leading to a conversion to Christianity. The Jerai people in Ratchakankiri have attributed the rising cost of making sacrifices to their gods to the change in their belief. Villagers have often spent up to $5,000 to slaughter and sacrifice a buffalo to help a sick relative, which they now use to purchase medicine instead. Sev Shell, a 38-year-old villager, said that she converted because when she used to get sick, it would cost her hundreds of dollars to please the gods with a sacrificial package that might include a cow or buffalo, a chicken, bananas, incense and rice wine. She told reporters, "So if I sold that buffalo and took the money to pay for medicine, it's about 30 to 40 rial for them to get better. So we are strong believers in Jesus." She said, "If I did not believe in Jesus, maybe at this time I would still be poor and not know anything besides my community." In health news, an Indian man has had an unwanted visitor affecting his vision. The Mumbai Mirror reported that the man went to see a doctor when he felt his right eye twitching and hurting. A few days later, doctors operated and removed a 13-centimetre worm from his eye. Doctor said that the worm was wriggling under the membrane lining the eye, a condition that is very rare. It is thought that the worm got into the man's bloodstream somehow and then grew inside his body. If it wasn't removed, the worm could have entered the man's brain and caused major problems. The man is recovering well. And finally, a new prison program in Brazil aims to make inmates smarter. Eligible prisoners will be able to participate in the Redemption Through Reading program, allowing them to have up to 48 days a year taken off their sentences just by reading. A government notice appeared on Monday announcing that prisoners will be able to read up to 12 works of literature, philosophy, science or classics, each taking 4 days off their sentence. The program will require inmates to read each book and write an essay that must use paragraphs correctly, have margins, and be written with legible joined-up writing within 4 weeks. Andre Keddy, a local lawyer, explained that a person can leave prison more enlightened and with an enlarged vision of the world, which would mean they would leave a better person. Unfortunately, pictorial magazines are not counted in the program. This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9. If you want to join in the fun, SMS 0427 Joy 949, email onair@joy.org.au, call 1300 Joy 949, or check us out on social media by visiting our program page at joy.org.au/SM Fridays. But before we get to the songs and movie madness, the weekend weather. The Bureau says we'll have a clear night tonight, getting down to a low of 5 degrees. The sun will continue to shine proudly all day tomorrow with a top of 14, and Sunday will continue to be mostly sunny with a top of 15 degrees. That's all the news for tonight. Tune in for your next Joy News update tomorrow morning at 8.
Wow. I like the prison story.
Oh, it's very... it's educational.
It's nice to see. It's like the MS Readathon for adults, really, isn't it?
And the best thing is they're learning.
The parole readathon.
I wonder who would read all of those essays and mark them and give them back. And would
there's
they
a job for you.
Well, they got very strict. It's very strict. The essay has to have margins. They need to use paragraphs properly. Mm-hmm. There should be no errors. And I think probably the biggest thing that might be an issue for them is that they have to use legible joined up writing.
Now, I would really like to be a fly on the wall here, because if you're the one marking these reports, are you going to go to a serial killer and say, you haven't joined your NTT?
Well...
So you've failed.
It may be the only way. If they want to get those 4 days off their sentence, they have no choice but to make sure that their essay is millimetre perfect.
Wow.
But that's Brazil for you. Apparently, their prisons are very overcrowded, so they have to use any method they can to try and shift people out as quickly as possible. I don't know why they would have such overcrowded prisons for in the first place, because surely...
In South America, oh.
Brazilians must be... They have to be lovely people. They couldn't be all criminals.
Indeed.
Hopefully.
Let's get off that topic.
Please.
Joy 94.9.
So we're going to go back to 1986.
Oh, a long time ago.
I was all of...
3. 9 years
old.
3.
You were 3.
Ish.
All right, let's move on. So, bit of Labyrinth. David Bowie contributed to a big part of the soundtrack
to
Labyrinth.
Correct.
As well as the fashion design on the
yes.
on set.
And what very good fashion sense David Bowie had as well.
Pair of socks.
Oh, delicious. They should sell that now in stores across the country.
And you know,
I reckon there'd be teenage girls and boys who would be out there wearing it.
Exactly. And you know what? Last week we played Trini and Susanna on the show and discussed those new tracksuit pants where they're really baggy at the top and really thin down the bottom.
Correct.
Maybe David Bowie could start some sort of emerge trend of these silver leggings with a massive bulge in the front. Somehow, I don't think it's going to go down, but these things do make their way back into fashion again.
Socks and fruits and vegetables come in very handy at these particular times.
I know. So, and remember the hair. He had this crazy hair. It looks like me after I wash my hair.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
You get that big sort of like spiky mess. I don't have the mullet to match.
No,
I can work on that. That's doable.
Some extensions
with a bit of effort. I can get there.
Done.
But he did an amazing job in this movie of Labyrinth. The industry that I work in, I was actually putting a report together about food trends.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And something interesting that had come up over the last few years on where food trends are coming from is the media. The cupcake craze the cupcakes were big in New York from the year 2000.
Yep.
There started being cupcake shops popping up, probably no more than any other place.
Yeah.
But as soon as cupcakes were featured on Sex and the City, that boomed the cupcake trade.
Okay,
and even today, like you go to any shopping centre around here and there's cupcake shops being set up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So mind you, we are the last to catch on to any trend here in Australia.
We're in the other side of the world. It happens.
So then Sex and the City 2 came out.
Yeah.
And the food that was featured in there was macaroons.
And look what happened.
And that is now the new...
The food of choice.
Exactly.
Dessert of choice.
So I'll be watching Sex and the City 3 with a very keen eye to see what they're putting in their mouths.
Bacon and egg ice cream.
I know what Kim Cattrall will be putting in her mouth, but I don't think it'll be a food trend.
it could be adjusted to be a food trend in the style of...
Oh, yes.
Something like that.
Those fake aftershaves.
That's right. Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Before we go, I want to just have a quick chat about the power of Gaga. We're going to touch on it again next week.
We will, yes.
But there was a band. Hang on, give me 2 seconds.
Oh, there was a band. A band that was able to give Gaga the chop.
That's right. And she was actually wanting to go to a bar in Melbourne to have her after party.
Correct.
They said no. Mm-hmm. She ended up going to...
Somewhere else.
Yes.
That's right, somewhere else. Another one on the other side.
Yes, and big lesbian population in the end. So they said that she needs to leave the stage by 9 a.m. by 9 p.m.
8 p.m.
So this band could come on. So funny thing about this band, though, is they've now been signed to a major label.
Oh, funny that.
They've got representation.
Gee.
And it's amazing. We were talking about the media before, how the Sex and the City movie has created some international food trends just by... four ladies eating a macaroon.
And now it's being kicked by being able to shaft Gaga. You're able to conquer the world.
So it's amazing how all of these trends start. And it is. And it's something that I find quite fascinating.
Oh, yes.
Is how all of these trends are born. And I'm actually really enjoying having that being part of my role at work, discovering where all this is coming from.
Well, you have to be ahead of all the trends. You have to let us know what's coming next.
I know.
You have to be the trendsetter.
That's for next week.
Next week.
It will be the next big trend, according to me.
You and your predictions.
Yes. Now, we're going to see the show out with a track, with another movie that I saw numerous times.
This one is one that I would say... you've seen it a number of times, and that's a little worrying.
Yes. Now, we're going to say goodbye because we've only got a few minutes left of the
show.
And
we can let this one run. That's okay.
Yeah, we can. We can. Phil won't be in tonight.
No, he won't.
So we will let this one run its course.
Yes, we will.
And you'll be hearing me DJing for the next 2 hours.
Awesome.
And then you'll be having Classic Dance with Nigel.
Brilliant.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for all the messages and the feedback and support through the show.
Keep catching up with us over the week on social media. Go to joy.org.au/smfriday for the details, and we will be with you again next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.